Our story begins in Serena's office. Alexandra has just arrived for her interview.
Thanks for meeting with me, Serena. You know, I do believe we've met before.
You look familiar to me, too. Jones. Wait. I remember. You're related to Andrew Jones.
Yes. He's my brother.
Okay. Now it's coming back to me. I met you one day at Murphy's Law.
Oh, yeah. Well, small world.
So, let's get down to business. You're here to interview me for Manhattan Monthly?
Welcome to the continuing story of Scripps and Scruples.
Yes, we do a feature every month on an up-and-coming woman in the local business scene. Terry Dean recommended you.
Well, that was nice of her.
Tell me a little about yourself, Serena. Was running a finance department at a big corporation one of your goals?
Well, not really. I always thought I'd end up in marketing or sales. But I did so well in my finance classes in college, I was just sort of steered in this direction.
And where did you go to school?
I went to Fordham.
Is that where you met your husband? I did a little research last night, and I found some old wedding announcements.
The subject of my husband is off limits.
Serena, listen, normally these pieces include some personal elements, you know, so that the story isn't strictly a business piece.
I understand that. But for this particular piece, my late husband is not something that will be discussed. Okay?
I'm not trying to do a tabloid piece here, Serena. Manhattan Monthly is a classy magazine, the best in New York.
Then I'm sure you'll have no problems respecting my wishes here.
At Raven and Mac's apartment, Bobby has just arrived and is talking with Mac in the living room.
I'm sure you're mad at me too, but Matt was my only choice if I wanted to stay in New York.
Bobby, I've just seen something in that subway explosion that I can't even describe. I don't have the energy to be mad at you right now.
But you still hate Uncle Matt.
I never said I hated him, Bobby. He's my blood, but he's not the same guy that I grew up with and admired and wanted to be like. This Matt has changed. He's selfish. He's calculating. You're 18 now, and I can't tell you what to do, but just be careful with him.
He's your brother, and you talk about him like he's some kind of criminal.
He helped Mandy Selleck, so in my mind, he is a criminal.
He just had his first skin graft. The doctors are hopeful they can cover most of the scars on his face.
Look, I'm not going to wish bad things on Matt. I've learned life is way too short, but I'm also not going to let myself care about him. I have a wonderful family and friends that I'm going to treasure and hold on to, and the negative stuff, I'm just going to put it out of my mind. I can't deal with it right now.
I just don't want there to be any tension between us. I love being in New York, and I hope we can see each other and be a family.
As long as that doesn't include Matt, then fine. But I won't let him back into my life, Bobby. I'm sorry, but that's never going to happen.
At the rec center, Chuck is working at the front desk when Andrew walks up.
Hello, Chuckle. Andrew, you know, I haven't seen you in a while, but it sure looks like you've put on a few pounds there, buddy boy.
Get the hell out of here, Andrew. What are you doing here anyway?
Well, rumor has it that my dear, sweet, thumb-driving sister is teaching an aerobics class here today. Now, that is something I couldn't miss.
Well, you're too late. The class just ended.
Andrew, I didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, I was in the neighborhood and thought I'd check out your class. I guess I'm too late.
Yeah, it just ended.
You did a good job, Adriana. I wish I could talk you into doing more classes.
Well, it is fun, but it's not something I'd want to do as a career.
What exactly are you looking to do, Adriana?
Anything would be more than you've ever done, Andrew.
Huh, I see you know my brother well. Anyway, I'm not sure. I've looked at a lot of different jobs online. I'm not sure what I'm even qualified for, what I can get with my history, but I've got a feeling I'll know it when I see it.
At the 23rd Precinct, Trey has just been thrown out of the captain's office as Joe walks in.
You can't do this to me, man. I want to work. I need to work.
Trey, what the hell is wrong with you?
I want my freaking job back, Joe. Our wonderful captain just told me to take a hike.
You gotta calm down, man. Let's go get some air.
I don't want to get any air. I want my badge.
I got a wife to support, you know.
How am I supposed to live without an income?
I thought you were on paid leave.
Not anymore. I've been cut off. But these idiots around here still won't let me come back to work.
Trey, you don't seem like yourself. Let me take you home.
Get your hands off me, Joe. I don't need your help. I just want my job.
Look, if money's tight, maybe I can help you out. I don't have much, but...
I don't want your pity.
You're my friend, Trey. I want to help you.
Only the captain can help me, and he just spat in my face. Well, you know what? To hell with him. To hell with all of you!
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.